Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Queen's Lair. I am your host, Renee Lowe, and I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, which is a branding and event planning firm that helps folks in the foodie and lifestyle business expand their brands using our various media contacts. So we expand your platform, which then puts more dollars in your pocket. So we are going to talk about social media, and this is Season 7, Episode 2, Like for Like. What does it really mean? So some of us have been on social media for a while. If you're just starting on social media and you're just learning the ropes, there is a thing called hashtag, the little number sign, hashtag like, and the number 4, and then the word like. So hashtag like for like. I see this coming up a lot. I think that people feel that when I like something on your page, you should come over and like something on my page. And they're seeing that as support. I see a lot of people getting into their feelings because they feel like people don't come and like things on their page, and they're always liking things on the other person's page. I actually saw someone say this the other day, and it was very interesting to me because it made me really think about the like for like concept and doing things out of support versus doing things just arbitrarily. And this individual got so into their feelings on their post, and I won't say where they posted, but they got so into their feelings on their post that they said, you know, I spend a lot of time liking people's posts, and I would appreciate it if you would do the same for me, you know. And I thought to myself, okay, you want people to like your post just because. Now, my thing is like this. You could be friends with people. You could be cool with them. You could know them in person or just, you know them in a cyber capacity where, you know, you've just been following them a long time for on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and you may not even really know them in person, okay? But you take a liking to certain people and things that they're doing, their business and all this sort of stuff. It is not anyone's obligation to come over and like your pictures just because you say that they should. It is no one's obligation to come and hit love on your tweets or like on your posts on Facebook. It is not their obligation. And you may be into something that they don't even really care about. But they're cool with you and they respect it, you know, and they will support you in any way that they can. You know, if you're raising money, they may throw a little $100 or $50 or $20 or whatever it is towards your charity or whatever it is that you're doing, even though that may not be their thing. You know, that's up to them. Let people like your pictures, your posts, your tweets, whatever it is. Let them like your stuff the way that they feel that they want to, not the way you think that they should. I have seen people actually go through their list and unfollow people and block people and unlike whatever because, oh, that person doesn't support me, so unlike. Oh, I've never interacted with that person, unfollow, unfriend. I don't even know what the word is. It's like this dictatorship of social media. Who data made you in charge of social media that you feel that, well, I take all this time to like people's posts, and I would appreciate it if you would do the same? What if I don't really care what it is that you're doing? You know what I mean? You may be cool with me, and we may be cool with each other, and we may be friends, but that just may not be my thing. Don't force someone to, quote, unquote, support you, and I'm going to get into the support side of this as well. Don't force someone to support you out of throwing shade and guilt. Because the way my life is set up, you start talking like that, it's going to make me do just the opposite. So you get on your social media talking about, well, I would appreciate it if people would like my post because I like your post or whatever. Let me tell you something. Like, for real, like, I'm just going to keep it one, as the youngins say, we're going to keep it 100. I will stop liking every single thing on your page just because you said that, just out of spite. You know what I mean? And I don't even want to be a spiteful person like that, but to me, that means you really don't care and you really don't support anyway. So what's the point of your like? Because you're trying to rack up numbers? I will tell you something right now. I never really had huge, huge numbers on Twitter. But because of my interactions on Twitter and the types of information that I post on Twitter, whether it's funny or whether I really go through my timeline and I scroll through, but I actually study my timeline and I repost strategically, which I could tell you, I strategically repost certain things. Even though I'm a newsy person and I am, you know, media maverick or whatever I've been called through the years, whatever it is, I don't just repost all the news of the day just because. I post the things that are near and dear to me that have struck me a certain way that I feel it pertinent to repost. No, I'm not going to repost every single thing that's in the news. I know, especially for black people in news, they feel, well, you should repost all the black news. Not all the black news is positive. Not all the black news is news that I want to keep circulating out there. Plus, there's so much negativity with certain things. Why do we keep reposting negative stuff? Somebody's having a beef on Twitter and you jump in the middle of it. You don't have nothing to do with what's going on, but you jump in the middle of it. Oop, repost, click like. Some people just go over and click like on things just to be in the middle of drama. Why are you up and down on people's timeline looking for things to be a part of, especially when it's negative? Why? The time that you spend rolling around on other people's timelines looking for drama, ooh, look what this one said, ooh, look what that one said, especially if two people in beef, you got folks running over to timeline A, ooh, they said this, ooh, let me go over timeline B, see how they reacted. It's like ridiculous. So on top of that, the like-for-like concept just doesn't really work for me. And I know that people say, well, I'll like your post if you like my post. But then that person disappears and you never hear from them again because they have no vested interest in what you are doing. They have no real support for what it is that you are doing. All it is to rack up numbers to make it seem like, okay, you got it going on. I don't care if only 3 people click like on a post. And it took a long time for my post to become so active that I would get a lot of engagement on there where people are really like, I had several people say, hey, where's your podcast? What's going on? And they didn't realize that we were in between seasons. And I had said in my last podcast from season 6 that we were taking, you know, about 3 or 4 weeks off. But I got hit up in the DMs and a couple of emails talking about, hey, what's up with your podcast? You're not doing your podcast anymore? I said, wow, people are really paying attention. That lets me know that they're really supporting. They're supporting with their listens. Their listens actually does support me to be able to put out better content. Because they listen, I get a few cents a listen or whatever it is, and it lets me get a little decent check to be able to get a better microphone, to get better equipment, to be able to do upgrades on my computer so that I can handle all of these different electronic things that I have going on. So the like-for-like concept, or tag for likes and all that sort of stuff. I really don't follow those concepts. I've never been a like for like type of person at all, because I feel that if you're going to support me, you should support me genuinely. Don't support anything that you don't really want to support, because it's just going to come off fake and, you know, just blasé. Support it because you actually believe in it. And maybe you don't even know that it's something that you want to support. So attend one of the events and learn more about it. If one of your friends posts an article about something that they, you know, that they find near and dear to them, click on the article and read it and say, wow, I didn't know that. Then you can intelligently support someone. Take my flyer. All these repost apps out there, I just walked a client through a reposting app earlier today. All these reposting abilities through these apps, especially on Instagram. You have the share function on Instagram, the repost app on Instagram, the share function on Facebook, and the retweet function on Twitter. Don't retweet things that you really don't like just because you want to be in the mix. Because people will put you in the mix of something that you don't even know anything about, and it's not something that you really support. People will think that you're supporting something that you don't even know anything about. You were just trying to get your name out there. Be genuine with your support and not just with a like for like. It's not genuine. I would rather someone say, you know what, I don't know much about what you're doing, but hey, let me repost your flyer. I've had friends repost the flyer. They don't know nada what I'm doing. They may not even understand it. I've had male friends repost my natural hair events. Guys that don't even have hair, they reposted my natural hair events. That made me feel so good because they didn't have to repost that, because they obviously can read the flyer and see that it's geared towards women. But hey, maybe they reposted it because they've got some women on their timeline, you know, who's watching their stuff. Thank you. That's where I think support is more genuine. That's where I think support really comes, not from the like for like. And don't get mad when somebody unfollows you, because you don't know why they unfollowed. Half of these folks out here on social media have bots running anyway that unfollow you after a certain amount of time that you don't follow them, and they automatically post comments and everything is automated these days. We got to get away from this automation and get back to talking to one another, supporting one another, sitting in the seats, buying tickets, and sitting in the seats of these events, the plays, the whatever it is that people are having, the art shows, the recitals, whatever it is that people have going on, that's truly supporting, not like for like. That was my venting session. So think about it. Definitely think about it. It's something that has been heavy on me this week, because I saw a lot of chatter about like for like and people kind of going back and forth on it, and everybody has a different opinion. But that just happens to be my opinion on it. But I have found that when you truly support people, especially women in business, amazing things happen when women can get together and support each other. When any type of entrepreneur gets Any entrepreneurs getting together, supporting each other is a huge thing, and that's one thing that I will always support, genuinely, from the heart. You can find us on the web at Onyx Queen Media, and also our website is www.onyxqueenmedia.com. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.